This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. And good morning and welcome to Friday. Well, it's still a little dark outside, but we know that the light is going to arise. The sun is going to rise over our land shortly. Well, this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 7 o'clock in the morning, a couple seconds after that, and I have Sister Joyce Crankfield, who is with us this morning, and she is going to lead us into the presence of the Lord with a time of prayer. So, Sister Joyce, welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You are welcome to go ahead and lead us out in prayer. We're live on air, and we want to thank you for being a partner with WCNO and bringing your program in on Saturday. That's a great blessing, and we're so glad to have you with us this morning to lead all of our listeners in a moment of prayer. Go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, I truly thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be in your presence today. Father, we thank you for the people of God around the world. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us and waking us up in our right frame of mind. Dear Heavenly Father, today we need your guidance. We need your protection. We need everything from you because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, bless WCNO today, God. Open the hearts of your people, God, as this radio has been a blessing, God. You have ordained this ministry, this radio ministry, for people to hear the word of God. Not only in Florida, but around the world, in the United States, somebody is picking up this radio station because it is a blessing. God bless. Continue to bless this radio station and bless the people, God, when they are giving, God. Open their hearts, Father. I pray their hearts be open to receive the word of God, to receive, God, to be a cheerful giver, God, because you never be wrong, God. You never go back on your word. You say your word. If you supply all our needs, God, alone we do what you ask us to do.
Thank you,
Father. So, Father, bless your people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless them, God. Let the anointing fall on them. Let them have a desire to give, 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 and to help those who are not able, God, but they're able to hear the word of God. So
Amen.
Bless your people, God. Bless this radio station. Continue to bless it, God. It's been a blessing to someone today. And I thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yay. We lift up a shout to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, but thank God. Do what God commands you to do. You never can go wrong when you plant your seed in WCNO. Because if you do it 24 hours a day, nonstop, when you hear the word of God, and sometimes you listen to Christian music, but one thing about it, you get an opportunity to hear the word of God from sun up to sundown. And I thank God for WCNO. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister, it's great to have you in our family, and we rejoice. Now, your program is on Saturdays, and just let the people know the ministry that you're from and how people can get a hold of you.
Praise the Lord. I'm Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I come on every Saturday, I believe at 9 o'clock. It's a 15-minute segment. Thank God for Jesus. I'm the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Praise God.
Amen.
My job is, what God gives to me, is to share the good news to those who are able to hear the word of God.
Amen.
So yes, Apostle Joyce Crankfield, and my ministry is the Rosa Sharon. You know, Jesus is the Rosa Sharon. He's a sweet man in Satan. So thank God. So join with me every Saturday at 9 o'clock, praise God, to hear the word of God. So God bless you, people of God. God bless you. Whoever you are a child of God. Thank God for Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God.
Consider yourself loved and hugged this morning, sister. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you, and God bless you all. And y'all continue doing what you're doing for WCNO. It is a blessing, a great blessing. Praise
thank you.
God.
Thank you, sister. Jesus. God bless. Have an awesome day. Thank you.
You too.
Goodbye.
God bless.
Amen. Goodbye. Well, hallelujah. That Sister Joyce, what a way to start the day. What a blessing, Sister Joyce Crankfield. We thank God for you and thank God for your ministry. Now, Karen, her program is actually, what, 8:45?
8:45.
Yeah, her program is at 8:45. Of course, it finishes up there at 9 o'clock, but 8:45 every Saturday morning. And we're blessed to have Sister Joyce as Crankfield as part of our Saturday lineup. And so we thank God for that. I did have a couple scriptures to share with you this morning as we get started out of Psalm. And we are in Psalm 121. I look up to the mountain. Mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not let you stumble and fall. The one who watches over you will not slumber nor sleep. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never tires and never sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not hurt you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all evil and preserves your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forevermore. Psalm 122 in verse 6, it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. O Jerusalem, may there be peace within your walls and prosperity in your palaces. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be with you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek what is best for you, O Jerusalem. Psalm 124, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel now say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive because of their burning anger against us. The waters would have engulfed us. A torrent would have overwhelmed us. Yes, the raging waters of their fury would have overwhelmed our very lives. Blessed be the Lord who did not let their teeth tear us apart. We escaped like a bird from a hunter's trap. The trap is broken, and we are free. Our help is from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. The trap is broken. The devil's trap is broken. We pray that over Israel today, that the devil's trap is broken, and Israel is free. Our help is from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, and that is where we place our trust this morning, in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And we know that God has watched over his people for all these years, preserved his word, and will continue to do that this day as well. Some of you have relatives or friends who are in Israel, and we pray for them. We pray for Israel's protection. We pray for Israel to cry out to God today for there to be a great awakening in the land. We pray for miraculous intervention and protection. We pray, Father, that you would arise. Let God arise. Let the enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Karen, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Here we are. This is the last day of our two-week prayer and share. And we are looking to the Lord for some gigantic miracles today.
Mm-hmm. We're believing.
We are believing, and we're going to do our part.
That's right.
And I believe God will do his part, and I believe God is going to touch his people to minister to them to do their part. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the phone numbers out this morning. Again, thank you, Sister Joyce Crankfield, for getting up at the crack of dawn to be with us today. I love her enthusiasm and her praise and shout to the Lord this morning. That is most excellent.
Amen. And that number you can reach us at is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. If you'd like to make a text donation, you can text WCNO to 24365.
Well, we have just put everything out before the Lord the last few days. We're going to continue to do that this morning because this is the last day of prayer and share. And we have right now a need to raise $78,306. Now, I know that we have had days where God has shown up and people have given huge offerings. People have given many offerings and many miracles have happened. We need a day like that today. However, our trust is in the Lord. And we give glory to the Lord for every one of you who listen, everyone who has given. And we thank God for the great work that God has given us to do right here at WCNO. We are going to start the morning with two $10,000 matching funds. We're putting it all on the line, $20,000 this morning. Now someone may say, boy, that is a lot of money. Well, that is a lot of money. And that is a great step forward for this ministry today. However, we need to have basically two partners, right at about two partners for every dollar that has been made available through matching funds. And so we have a great God. We have a distance to go today. And we need every donation, whether it's a dollar, whether it's $5, if it's a dollar a month, $5 a month, $50 a month, $500 a month, whatever God's putting on your heart. Many of you have already given. A number of you have not given yet. And so we are asking you, if you are still planning to send out, you have not got your response in the mail yet, would you call us today? Just take a minute and let us know. You can just say, my name is, I've sent, or I'm going to be sending this amount. We'll put it into a pledge form just so we have records so we can count it today. And Karen, you have made mention, there's many people that give month to month. And we thank God for that. And that gift goes right to our main headquarters. It goes right in. But we do not have those numbers to put into our score today.
That's right. You know, unless, you know, if your payment was deducted today, yes, we would count it, of course. But there's still five more months to go.
That's right.
So if you are continuing with your monthly donation, just call and let us know that
Absolutely.
You're doing that. That's all you have to do is tell us your name and that you already have a monthly donation. There's a lot of Gideon's Army people. You know, I don't know how many of them have